Hello everybody, welcome to our webinar session. Today we will talk about the EDIP invoicing and we will try to ready for the next wave. And here is the today's agenda. Today first we will give you brief information about our company. Then our tax technology specialist will mention what is the details of e-invoicing regulation in Egypt. And we will learn how does the new e-invoicing system work. And after we clarify the regulation part, we will be talking about SNI solution details. And lastly, we will try to answer all of your questions in Q&A part. And now I will give the microphone to my colleague Ege, who will be the speaker today with me to introduce himself. So Ege, could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, thank you, Merve. This is Ege. I am tax technology specialist at SNI. I'm responsible for regulations of worldwide tax technology regulations and the procedures. Thank you.
Thank you again. And my name is Merve. I am an account manager at SNI. I am responsible for the international account management and focused on conducting SAP projects all over the world. And Rıdvan is our CCO and he will be joining us when the Q&A part for your technical questions. And we can start with the brief information about our company. SNI is a SAP sub-developer company which was founded in 2006. We provide more than 30 country solutions for more than 500 clients. And our main headquarters is located in Istanbul, Turkey, but we have partners offices through the Netherlands, Italy, Portugal, Greece, Egypt, and so on. You can see on the map. And all of our solutions are SAP certified. We are a member of ESPA and MER, and we are a certified access point of PEPOL. And all of our products are used by businesses across the globe. You can see on the map, like Latin America, Asia, and so on. And these are a couple of our references who use at least one of our SNI add-on solution and allows us to use their logo. Of course, we have more than multinational companies. And now I will again give the microphone to Ege. So he will really give important details about the regulation.
Hello again. I will start with introduction of e-invoicing regulation in Egypt. Egyptian tax authority, ETA, obligates large businesses to submit all B2B and B2C invoices to the online portal of ETA in electronic format. There are basically e-finance hubs ETA in the technical setup and maintenance of the system. Egypt tax authority announced three phases of actually four phases with the last one and third phase of regulation for the companies to start electronic invoicing to mandate them to issue electronic invoices. First phase was November 15 last year. Which there was the first list of 134 companies. They started in 15 November, on 15 November, and then the second list announced this on this date on 15 November, and they are mandated from 15 February. This 350 companies from the second list, and. Currently, we expect the third phase. It has not been published as far as we know yet, but it will be published probably tomorrow or Friday. So this one will regulate all the, will force all the companies registered in large taxpayers, Egyptian large taxpayers center for the invoicing. So if until 30 June, if they don't start using invoicing, they will face sanctions after July 2021. So it's very important. More than 2,000 companies are in this list, and they are basically from, it's clear from them, it's large taxpayers, large tax turnover. And if they don't register, it will be it will not be very good for them until June. So they should start the preparation like now, I mean, in February. And finally, April 2023 is the date for all taxpayer companies to enroll in the invoicing system, whether they are large and small or small. The last one is not official yet, but it's an explanation from the Minister of Finance in a talk. So probably it will also become a reality. So how does the new invoicing system work? First, companies must send an email to ETA and start registration processes. They have to reach ETA for this, and then ETA will respond to them for the with the client ID and client password to start to enter into test environment and to start testing, to sending documents to the ETA's portal, test portal. After the successful test process, they can go live. So basically, it's electronic invoicing. So what does electronic invoicing mean? You have to only use the machine-readable formats, such as JSON and XML. So PDF is not an electronic invoice. And you have to send this invoices in an automated way to the portal of ETA. So basically, ERP accounting systems is responsible for transforming this data into this JSON and XML formats. So you have to send the invoices in electronic format. So you cannot send just the invoice and expect the government to change them into the correct format. So the document must be ready. Suppliers send all the electronic invoices to the portal with a web service application programming interface. It's a digital connection from an HTTP server. So after the sending of the document, the system will return a response for each invoice after ETA verifies the invoice, either successful or a failure, of course. If it is successful, customer will request it by web service, or also can download it from the portal as a PDF. Each invoice is digitally signed using a certificate received from an e-signature service provider for secure transactions between companies. So if from February 15, ETA used to accept the invoices without signature in the old format of invoices, but now it is not possible. So you have to send them with signature. Invoice with electronic signature is very important. So you should be technically able to put this electronic invoice into the invoice. So in later periods, if all the invoices sent correctly, the electronic VAT declarations can be automatically filled by this invoices, the information in the invoices, tax information in the invoices. Actually, there are three type of formats, three type of electronic documents. There are different schemas, XML schemas exist for this. These are invoices, credit notes, and debit notes. Invoice, as you know, credit notes is issued in case the price of the good that you sell has decreased, and debit note is the opposite. If you have a discount on a good, you issue a debit note. So you have to send this debit, not you have to, but you shall, it's advised to send this debit and credit note by providing the unique ID of the original invoice, if they have also, obviously. If they don't have a reference, you can keep them blank, this field blank. But if you are using the original invoice, if you are referring to an original invoice, you have to fill this reference field with the unique ID of the invoice. So ETA published on the website, there is a ERP integration process. Basically, the summary of what I told you today. They register by the ETA and get the certificate from an official certificate provider in Egypt, such as Egypt Trust. And they apply the signature with this certificate. Then they register into the system. They start testing, but by client ID and secret, and then they can also send in later after the successful test by client ID and secret. Client secret is the client password, actually. So they can start sending documents by calling API, application in program interface, submit documents, retrieve documents, change status. There are a lot of APIs, actually. And then they will receive a message for each invoice submitted from the notification. They will receive notifications from the portal. Thank you, Merve. You can continue, I think.
Thank you again. So we can continue with the how can I estimate help you part. So as you might know, there are three main steps in the end-to-end solutions. These are like data retrieving from SAP, mapping and processing, and communication with the government. So for the data extraction, we do not extract your data out of SAP because of the data consistency. And while we are extracting your data, we will be also converting to the required format within SAP. Again, we do not map the data out of SAP. And also for the communication part, you can send your created file, the required file, to the tax authority system directly from your SAP system. So Asana covers all these three main steps within just a single SAP add-on, eliminating the need for any external or third-party system or services. So we can look for the B2B invoicing general architecture. So you can see all of the process here, and Asana solution simplifies this process. So the SAP add-on automatically extract your invoice data and this data is then formatted as a XML or JSON. So generally all of our customers prefer to a XML file, and users can monitor this progress using Asana e-invoice cockpit. So after we create the required file, you need to sign and send it to the tax authority system. So signing process is also important for the security. So digital certificate must be located company's own server regarding the actually according to the ETA rules. So to get the signing value into your XML file, we provide you a couple of applications to install your on-premise server. And after that, we also complete the web service configuration between your SAP system and between your SAP system and your server. So all of this implementation covers an SNI solution. And also you can reach us maybe for the just signing solution. And then after you completed the signing process, you need to submit your invoices to the tax authority system. So you need to submit your invoices via a middleware. So required file is submitted to tax authority for validation. And this middleware can be your on-premise server or it can be SNI cloud server. But I also want to mention the this connector part for the signing again, because for the signing, there are a couple of rules according to the ETA rules. So you need to use your own premise server for the signing. Because since USB token is a physical device, you need to plug into your USB token to your own server. It cannot be located any out of your from your on-premise server. And after you submit your invoices to the tax authority system, you will be able to see the valid result in the ETA portal. And also we get this response to the SAP screens. So end users will be able to see the situation of their invoices status immediately. And also after that, until the second phase actually, after maybe a couple of months, your recipient needs to log into your Egypt Tax Authority portal and download their invoices as a PDF or XML or JSON format. And you can see the file formats here, like JSON and XML. But as I mentioned, all of our customers prefer to XML format. And here you can see the SNI cockpit that I mentioned in the architecture. So users can manage all of the process in just one screen. After we create the XML or JSON file, users will see the invoice in that screen. And there are a lot of information like customer numbers, SAP invoice number, some type of amounts, billing or created dates, etc. You can think like as a ALV report. And the most useful column maybe is here, the document status column, as you can see in the, this screen. Users can follow up the document situation with these numbers. If there isn't taken any action for the document, status will be like 11. But after you sign your sent document, status will be updated immediately like 13, or like if it's approved, it will be like 18. And there are also some functional buttons like delay button. In that button, actually we provide some in-housely an HTML version for the end users. Because since this XML or JSON format is not a human readable version, we prepared in-housely that HTML button so end users can check their invoices with that version. And also there is a reference document button, for example, to directly go to your SAP record for checking. So if you want to learn more details about these screens, about the implementation, you can reach us for a short demo. And our solutions have a multitude of benefits for the SAP users. They can be easily integrated without requiring the installation of SAP OSS node. There is no need to employ a third party SAP consultant, so it saves time and money. And all of our solutions are SAP certified. Most of it's actually compatible with the most of the versions of SAP. So it means that you do not need to upgrade your SAP system. And as I mentioned, finally, as all of our solutions are SAP certified, you can trust that they will run smoothly and reliably. So for SAP user companies, SNI provide easily integrated solutions. maximized for your existing systems and infrastructure. And for the managers and executives, there are also a couple of benefits. So our solutions are comprehensive, flexible, and global. We provide end-to-end solutions implemented either on premise, through the cloud, or as a hybrid, which can be scaled globally for ease and efficiency. So we aim to be a single partner globally for our clients, helping them save time, cut costs, reduce risk. We are, for the support part, we are dedicated to providing rounded and continuous support to our customers. So after the initial implementation training and documentation is provided in that project timeline, we also want to help our customers in their transitions with ongoing advice and assistance. And we take care of maintenance and regulatory updates and liaise with local tax authorities in order to keep you informed with any regulatory changes or developments. So we support offering reflects our commitment to a long-term relationship with our customers. So thank you for your listening. Now you can just write your questions via Q&A screen, and we will try to answer all of your questions in that part. Thank you. So Mihai asked for the signature must be provided by the supplier, or can SNI apply it? Actually, the e-signature needs to be get from the Egypt company that the ETA announced. It can be like Egypt Trust, or you can just look for the others. So you just need to get the USP token that you will use. So we will do the, all of the implementation process in our site.
So the answer is SNI can apply it. Yes, SNI can apply it. So there is a question from Jaroslav Janiak. I'm sorry if I said your name, but is it a must for a supplier to send invoice electronically to the buyer, or once it is approved by the government agency, it can be sent via paper to the buyer's AP? So you have to send the electronic invoice actually to the portal, to the Egyptian tax authority's official portal, and the buyer will get the invoice from the portal itself. So you cannot send the paper for the B2B invoices. Obviously, you cannot send the paper to the other company. In this case, all of the companies will have access to the portal, even if it is not obliged to receive the invoices. Also, for the B2C invoices, for the invoices issued to individuals, it's optional to send the paper invoicing. And you can still use the electronic invoicing. I think, yes, that's all. So for the time being, from Bianca, Ramona, and Ace, for the time being, can we continue with current process to send paper invoice? If you are not obliged yet, if you're not in the first two list, yes, you can continue. But if you are one of the companies in this two list, which were announced before, you cannot. So if you are in the third wave, from Bianca again, so if you are in the third wave, does it mean that starting from July 1st, we have to send invoices electronically to our customers? Yes, exactly. That's true.
And sorry, and Nirmal Kumar just asked for the do we have a list of mandatory details to be supplied for invoice credits and debits to ETA from supply ERP? So the government has a website for that. So they just shared the data structure with the all of the details actually for the invoice credits and debit notes. So I can just write to the website, but it is like sdk.invoicing.eta.gov.eg. I will also type
Hello, I would like to answer the Mihai's question. The first question is, Mihai said that by my company policy, we are not allowed to apply an external module on our SAP system. Actually, it's not an external module or add-on. It will come to your SAP system as an external transport. So it will be like an additional development in your SAP system. If your company allow this policy, we can help on that.
Moshe Ismail asked for the presentation and for the recording. So if you can reach us after the webinar, we can just send you the presentation and we can talk about the other details if you want.
Anyway, we share to everybody the Q&A part also.
Yeah.
With this Q&A part. So if you miss a question or answer, then you can also read it from there. Then don't worry. There is a question from Bianca Ramona. The invoice that is sent to the customer must include the unique number, UUID, and the signature. Is this correct? Yes, it's correct. Any other? Other fields, yes, there are also some other fields. You mean like a, yes, I think you mean like a unique number or e-signature. For the security reasons, I think these are the only, I had to check again and I will reply to it, but these are the only fields for the security of the data. Of course, there are other fields related to invoice, but for the security reasons, for the security procedures, these are the only fields. Is there any mandate on where to place the UUID? Yes, there will be, you have to, there is no mandate on where to place the UUID, but according to the format, you have to put it according to the format, and you cannot put it anywhere else. So you cannot physically put it on the paper or on a PDF, but when you create an XML in the defined format of the government, it will be placed on the exact position, mandatory position automatically. Is the UUID only numbers? Does it have a particular length? I don't remember now. I will apply this question later. Probably there are extra, not only numbers, but also the some letters. If we cancel and rebuild an invoice, do we need to show the UUID of the original invoice? Yes, to cancel a document, you have to send the invoice with the UUID of the original invoice. Otherwise, it cannot match. It cannot cancel the document on the portal. So it's very important. From Jaroslav Janiak. Okay, so the buyer must make proper IT setup to download from the portal, right? Yes, if you have a lot of invoices, you have to automate the procedures. Otherwise, it's a heavy burden on your system to manually get all the documents from the portal, manually download the documents from the portal. So it's advised to use an automated web service transfer.
So Ahmed asks for is invoice will be available for foreign transactions as well? Actually, yes, there are also an export invoices in the regulation. So you just need to send your export invoices to the ETA portal. Then you just continue the same processes with your customer.
And let me answer again Mihai's question. Can you please repeat how SNI will convert the source file IDOC into the target format? Actually, as Merve and Egev mentioned, we implement our SAP external transport as an add-on to your system, and we make a company code and text code mapping in your system via in your system in our external transport, and we do not directly convert the IDOC to the XML or JSON. We get your invoice data from the output program, which creates the invoice in your system, and we check the required data from your output type program, and we directly get that data and convert it to the XML in our add-on. So it's not like a conversion from IDOC to DXML. It's directly collect the data from the system and the output type program and convert to DXML or JSON.
From Narayan Adapa, there's a question about the scope of the invoicing. So is it include also, is the invoice for Egypt required to report all the sales? Yes, so you have to include all the sales documents, but not the purchase documents, only sales documents. If you, of course, if you are doing self-invoicing, if you are the as a buyer, if you are issuing the invoice in a special agreement, you, in this case, you also have to report the invoice. But purchase documents, normally you don't send them. Also, the FI GL transactions, if you, you have a final invoice, like if you, in this case, you are a buyer, like FI invoice, you have to report it in this case, yes. But other than all the documents are sales documents.
And again, let me answer to Mohamed Fevzi's question. Could you please provide the explanation of your API work and is it online or offline? Actually, it's not an compact API. We use web service and SOAM manager, SAP SOAM, SOAP technology, and also SF secure HTML, HTTPS. So it works online, not offline.
From Mihai Shiriak, there's a question, the hard copy invoice must include the e-signature as well. Yes, if you can print the invoice in special cases, like in B2C invoices, you can, you have to put this signature. But in other case, you cannot do hard copy invoice. You cannot create an hard copy paper invoice. If you are, if you can do it in special case, as I told you, yes, you have to put the e-signature. I mean, if you, it's just printing the invoice, it's not creating it paper from, like, you create the XML and you create or and you create PDF and print this invoice with the e-signature. I see Bianca has a lot of questions, so I will respond them later, all the questions you have separately. I think from my side, yes. Yeah, I think we answered most of the questions, and I will try to respond all of them, all of the remaining ones. Do you have anything else to say, Merve or Redwan? Maybe we can finish it.
Yeah, let me try to answer the last two or three questions. Mihai's question, I think there is a misunderstanding on that part again, because it's continue to the first question. If my invoice was cleared by the government portal, can I submit the cleared invoice to the customer as paper? If yes, then I have to put the UID on it, fair, but do I have to put the e-signature as well? If you would like to create then paper invoice as a copy of the electronic invoice and would like to send to the customer, as it's an hard copy, for sure there is no way to put an e-signature on that. The e-signature is just like an XML or JSON code which will be shown on the XML or JSON file in the technical document. There will be no any logos or any other information on the paper invoice or in the view of the invoice as an electronic invoice. So there is no chance to put the e-signature on the paper invoice. And again, Mihai said that unfortunately we do not do add-ons. What other option you can propose? Mihai, if you want, we can have a short call after the webinar and we can discuss on that. I don't want to talk a lot on the webinar to avoid the other attenders' time.
Lastly, I want to say that if to Mihai, if you your invoice was cleared by the government portal, you cannot submit the cleared invoice to the customer as paper. So the customer will get the document from the portal. So you cannot print the invoice, and you cannot give paper invoice is not allowed in this case.
No, again, it's just the second copy of the invoice. Just the invoice will be sent to the customer as an electronic, but just for the business cases, maybe the tax payer would like to print out a copy. That's another technical detail, then we can discuss later on that.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, if you want, we can now end the webinar session and we can answer all the remaining questions as a document, and we will share to all the attendees after the webinar.
Yes, so thank you for your time, all of you. Thank you for your joining our webinar session. So you can just follow up our updates within our LinkedIn page or our blogs in our website. You can reach us whenever you want. Thank you for your time again. Have a good day.